The Federal Communications Commission has approved the merger of the number 3 and number 1 cable companies. The combined Comcast and AT&T's broadband unit creates what will be the nation's largest cable operator. NPR's Jack Speer reports the deal is moving forward despite some opposition from consumer groups and within the FCC.
The merged company, to be called AT&T Comcast, will serve around 27 million customers and control upwards of 40% of the cable market. It will be twice the size of its next largest competitor, AOL Time Warner. But federal regulators were undeterred by such corporate heft. Ken Faree heads the FCC's Media Bureau and defended the commission's decision.
In short, it's easy to react viscerally to the combination of any two large companies. But on the facts here, this combination solves problems. It does not create them.
Consumer groups were opposed to the merger, however, and tried to convince the FCC to delay it. They maintain Comcast's acquisition of the larger AT&T broadband will limit customer choice, and they are worried cable companies control too large a share of the market for high-speed internet access, now more than twice that of the high-speed service offered by the telephone companies. Harold Feld is associate director of the Media Access Project.
As we have proven time and again to the FCC, the cable companies have the ability to control the flow of information over the internet in that last mile connection to internet subscribers. There is nothing that prevents them from leveraging that to their advantage.
The two companies are making some concessions. They will be required to divest their 27% stake in rival AOL Time Warner. AOL, meanwhile, worked out an agreement of its own to have its online service carried by its soon-to-be much larger rival. Jeffrey Kagan is an independent telecommunications analyst based in Atlanta. He believes, in the end, the merger benefits consumers and will give them a bundled package of cable, internet, and phone service, all from one company.
Creates a company that is now able to do things that maybe they couldn't do on their own. It gives them the power and the clout to be able to have a rapid rollout of broadband and bringing cable telephony into the marketplace faster than before.
The FCC's decision was not unanimous. One commissioner, Michael Copps, voted against the deal, saying he was concerned about the sheer economic power resulting from the combination and the potential it creates for abuse. Around 1,700 workers at the two cable companies are expected to lose their jobs as a result of the merger. When the deal was first announced in December of last year, it was valued at around $72 billion. However, the bear market has reduced the value of that deal to around $29 billion now. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.